We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wish I had the answers to that at this point. Unfortunately, Antonio hasn't been willing to communicate really with anybody here since last week in the season. So it's hard to say really what happened. It's, disappointing.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Driven by Sharky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The Patriarch, Art Rooney II, on Antonio Brown blowing him off with KDKA-TV's Bob Pompiani last night. Won't get back to Rooney, but he will FaceTime Jerry Rice and tweet back and forth with 49ers tight end George Kittle. On the telephone right now, we have a guy that I have called the Ed Bouchette of San Francisco, Matt Maiocco, 49ers beat writer for the NBC Sports Bay Area. Are you okay with that, Matt? Can I call you the Ed Bouchette of San Fran?
Absolutely, I'm fine with that. That's the best compliment I've received all day.
Oh, wow. Well, you're out in the Pacific time, so there's still a lot of time left today.
That's true. I just woke up. Hey, let's not quibble.
What is the real level of interest in Antonio Brown from the 49ers?
Well, I think the real level of interest is that he's a good football player, a very good football player, who still has a little bit of time left on his NFL clock. And, the 49ers would be stupid if they did not at least investigate this and see, what underlying issues were at play there in Pittsburgh. If a change of scenery is something that's going to make him a better teammate than he was last year in Pittsburgh, how much time, he does have in his career at 31 when the next football season starts. Some of the clock is ticking. And probably more importantly, what's the price of doing business? What would it cost him? What would it cost the 49ers to bring him in, not just salary-wise, because they do have plenty of cap room, but what would it take for the Pittsburgh Steelers to part ways with him, knowing all the complexities that the Steelers would have to go through as far as the dead money? And then on top of that, the Steelers aren't going to deliver Antonio Brown to where he wants to go without any other considerations. They have to look at this as what can they get, and is it a fair market value that the 49ers or any team would be willing to give up? And they can certainly send him to the highest bidder. This is all in the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Matt, to build off of that then, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask it, on the record anyway. The second pick in the draft off the table here?
I would think so, yeah. When you think all things considered, the 49ers have – do they have a need a wide receiver? Absolutely. But, would they take a wide receiver with the number two pick in the draft when, probably their bigger issues are on the defensive side? Teams, it's proven. Teams can win without a number one dominant type of wide receiver. But teams have a very difficult time winning without a pass rush. And right now the 49ers have one guy who's even a moderate threat, and he's a pretty good player, actually. I don't mean to downplay DeForest Buckner, but 12 sacks this year from the inside. They had absolutely nothing coming from the outside as far as edge rusher. And when you look at why the 49ers were 4-12 this last season, I wouldn't say it was because they didn't have a wide receiver or threats in the passing game. The reason is because that defense generated seven turnovers,
wow.
Worst in NFL history. And how do you generate turnovers? It's by putting pressure on the quarterback and making that person uncomfortable and hitting him as he's throwing and strip sacks and all that. So that's where the 49ers' real urgency lies.
Matt, how about next year's first round pick?
I just don't know what the 49ers' intel is gonna show. How many years does Antonio Brown have? He's obviously not a big guy. He does all of his work with kind of that quick twitch, the ability to separate quickly. At what point does that start to diminish? I mean, it hasn't shown very many signs of diminishing. They do need a red zone threat, a guy who scored 15 touchdowns. That's something that any offense would take. I would think that the 49ers, like they were a year ago, would think that, their number one pick is going to be more toward the middle or back end of the first round. But that remains to be seen. I just don't know that you mortgage drafts for somebody that, isn't going to be around for more than 3 or 4 years.
Matt, how much influence, if any, or sway, or kind of an ear in the organization does Jerry Rice have with the higher-ups, with Jed York, with John Lynch, even Kyle Shanahan? Because he's obviously the loudest voice we've heard out of the Bay Area so far, sort of courting Antonio Brown.
I don't think any. He's around the team, but Jerry is obviously speaking from the standpoint that he and Antonio have a relationship, and obviously there's mutual respect there, and Antonio Brown clearly has a lot of respect for Jerry Rice, and Jerry appreciates that kind of love that Antonio has shown him, so. Yeah, Jerry wants to see the 49ers win. He's tied to this 49er franchise. He would want to see somebody that he's obviously on very good terms with come to the team and help the team. But I think in the overall big picture of things, whatever the decision is made, mm-hmm. whatever the 49ers determine is the right price to pay, what Antonio Brown's value is, I just don't think that anything that Jerry Rice says or does would have any impact on that.
Interesting. Matt Maiocco, 49ers beat reporter, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us. Matt, do you see Antonio Brown, Terrell Owens parallels?
I'll have to ask you guys a few questions. Were there hints of this before this season?
Yes.
I'd never really heard too much about it.
Yep, he had the Facebook Live incident after they beat the Chiefs in the playoff game where he's broadcasting his head coach's speech and ignoring his head coach's speech.
Showed up to camp in a helicopter,
process.
Old Rolls, vintage Rolls Royces.
Blew off a meeting after they lost the Chiefs game to fall to 0-1-1 because he thought he should have gotten the ball thrown to him more in the game.
Matt, let me turn a question back on you real quick here, because I think this might help us suss out all of this. He was seen, Antonio Brown was at least here, as more happy-go-lucky for a long time, like kind of a goof, mm-hmm. but harmless. Was T.O. ever seen? Like, I remember him crying after the famous catch to beat the Packers and the just sobbing uncontrollably. Was he seen at the start in San Francisco as sort of good, talented, really hardworking kid who's not a bad apple, and then it morphed and metastasized into something else?
Yeah, I do think that he was a very productive guy. The 49ers franchised him 1 year, and that was against his wishes. And then he had an issue where, it was always kind of in good fun. He was always kind of seen as a little aloof and very moody in the locker room. And then when the team suspended him for one game for running to the center of the star, that's really when things turned. He felt like the organization didn't have his back. The one difference, though, is that everywhere Terrell Owens went, at some point, and it seemed to just get less time every stop, mm-hmm. the team decided at some point that, we're going to move on, whether they cut him or trade him or whatever the case may be. When I look at Antonio Brown, as I say this, Terrell Owens did last 8 years with the 49ers, and things got, progressively worse, and his personality became even more and more dominant, and so it became difficult for him to function. And not that he was 100% an unpopular teammate. There were some guys at every stop who loved him and thought that he was exactly what that team needed, whether it's setting the standard with his work ethic or whatnot. But he definitely was a polarizing figure, and I don't think that no one from that era of 49ers football is still around. So mm-hmm. you know, I really haven't heard that comparison,
okay.
Terrell Owens and Antonio Brown. But it's a lot for the 49ers to consider, or any team in the league to consider.
Matt, you're also in the same, at least for now, in the same area as the Oakland Raiders, and that's another team that has been linked to Brown just because they've got the three first-round picks. And, you know, John Gruden, at least in his television work, has shown a real liking and has shown a respect for Antonio Brown. So I know that that's not the team you cover, but if you had to guess, if Antonio Brown is playing for the 49ers or the Raiders next year, which one, in your opinion, is more likely, Oakland or San Francisco?
Well, I would say Oakland. I guess we can still call them Oakland, even though we don't even know where they're going to be playing next season. I would say Oakland just because of the ammunition they have, you know, the resources they have and the flexibility they have with all those top draft picks. I mean, they can even trade back and get more picks that they can use to as ammunition to land Antonio Brown. So that would be my guess. But also, I mean, there's the sense with the Raiders that they're building for Las Vegas. Like that, they're really not interested too much in the 2019 season. They're more interested in building this thing out and having a good nucleus, a good young nucleus that'll be hitting its peak in those early days in Las Vegas. So from that standpoint, I don't know if he would really fit in there either.
If you had to stake your reputation on answering this question correctly, will Antonio Brown be playing for the San Francisco 49ers in 2019? What would you say?
I would say no. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if it happens, but I'd say probably the safe bet is to say no. And where he ends up, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I said, it's such a considering, of course, or this is a little bit obviously a hypothetical because we don't know what it would take from the Steelers to part ways with him. But I just think the price is too high for a player with that many questions and at this advanced stage in his career.
Matt, I think you backed up the label. Ed Bouchette of San Fran.
I'm just going to say it. We have Ed on in about an hour, and I'm going to call him the Matt Maiocco of Pittsburgh after this interview. I enjoyed this a lot.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, you might not refer to me that as that when the 49ers and Steelers make that trade on March 13th.
All right.
Matt.
Take care.
Okay, thank you.
We'll see
you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.